New research from WasteMins shows that we are incorrectly disposing of 97 million plastic containers each year. The organisation, which specialises in waste management, did this research into rubbish and recycling bins around New Zealand. Janine Brinsden is WasteMins chief executive. She's on the line now. Hi, Janine.
Hi, Jesse.
Why did you do this research?
Well, it was pretty important for us to understand what was actually happening in terms of households disposing of their rubbish and their recycling. We did the research over 8 territorial authorities, which is councils across New Zealand, 867 households. So there's a real knowledge gap in the market as to what households are actually putting into rubbish and what households are putting into the recycling bins.
Did they know that you were researching their waste?
Yes, there was a proper audit process that we did with an external expert who conducts bin audits with a team of people who have the unfortunate job of going through our rubbish, pulling out all of those undesirable items that people dispose of through the anonymity of a rubbish bin.
I think I'd probably behave a bit better if I knew my waste. Someone was going to be going through my waste. Are you worried that the results might be actually better than the real picture?
No, it was a very random cycle, random sample.
But they knew that they were being sampled?
They didn't know they were being sampled until after collection.
Oh, okay, all right. Yep. Were you surprised with the results?
Yes, we were surprised. I guess the surprise for us was that even though most people know that drink bottles can be recycled, both in New Zealand and offshore, that we also thought that was the one item that there would be some certainty over, a large percentage of those ended up in the rubbish as opposed to the recycled.
What sort of percent?
39%.
Wow, almost half of all plastic drink bottles, which presumably require no washing or separating. It's just chuck it in one or chuck it in the other, right?
97 million drink bottles, which are made of plastics 1 and 2, ended up in the rubbish.
Okay. I think I read that was about 188 per household per year.
Yeah, it's fairly significant.
Is it ignorance or laziness?
I think it comes down to being, you know, if in doubt, throw is a message that's been communicated out there quite consistently because we don't want contamination and recycling. However, I think there could be some improvements made both in the labelling of the actual bins across New Zealand, which ones are rubbish and which ones are recycling, and also on the drink bottles themselves. So, you know, we were surprised by the number of drink bottles that didn't actually have, there was 181 million containers that actually had no recycling information on them at all. So even if you are trying to do the right thing by the environment and by, you know, for future generations, if you're not told what the containers are in terms of what they consist of, it's very difficult to make an informed decision.
And
it's unacceptable. You know, plastic's a resource and we need to keep it in circulation as much as we can, for as long as we can.
What's your recommendation based on, you know, what you've seen in this research?
In terms of recommendation for whom?
Well, what would change people's behaviour?
I think clearer labelling is certainly something that we've been working across New Zealand with. In October 2015, we started working with the councils in terms of improving the collection infrastructure and standardising some of the messaging nationally. So, for example, all rubbish bins are to have red lids and all recycling to be yellow. Now, except that there are some, like in Auckland, for example, they're still blue in some places, but as those bins are replaced, they will switch to a national position. And WasteMins has been working with 7 of our major recyclers to gain agreement on, you know, such as lids on, lids off, and what type of materials they'll accept. So there is a lot of work around standardisation of the messaging and standardisation of the collection of materials, which will go some way to improving our collection rates overall.
Now, when you look at research, there's an old saying, beware the lonely number, right? It sounds like a lot of plastic containers being thrown out, 97 million, but what do we compare it to? Are we getting better or are we getting worse? And what are people in, say, Australia doing? How do we compare to them?
Well, Yes, you're right about the lonely number. There are actually 1.76 billion plastic containers collected from households across New Zealand each year. So the 97 million, yes, that's a real shame because they're made of plastics that can be recycled again. That's the drink bottles. But, you know, there is 1.76 billion that are collected that do have an opportunity to be recycled again. To answer your question about Australia, if we look at how we're going in terms of comparison against the OECD, they rank countries in terms of how well they recycle, and there's a table there which is published on a regular basis. Up till now, New Zealand was on the very bottom of their league table because we simply didn't have the stats on recycling. Now we know at least that households recycle 61%, but we still are missing the information about how much businesses, like the light industrial business, the office blocks and the cafes, recycle. And so to compare us against, for example, Australia, we couldn't use the OECD table because that's a combination of both light industrial and household recycling.
How are we doing on our ability to recycle different sorts of plastics? Steve in Porirua has just emailed me. He reckons his plastic recycling has been reduced to only 1 and 2 plastics, no more plastics number 3 to 7. What's the situation? What's the plan?
Yeah, well, that was a lot of our research that was released today. And we had around 60 of the brands present in the room to try and just make them aware of the impact that their marketing and packaging decisions are having on people's ability to recycle. The collection of every council in the country, apart from Chatham Island, it collects one number one plastics, which is basically your drink bottles. Number 2 is widely accepted. Number 5, your ice cream containers, they are collected by some but not by others. But a lot of the councils are having to make decisions based on where the other products, which do not have overseas or local demand for recycling, to whether or not they collect them, and then what do they do with them? Do they just store them, or do they ship them overseas to other areas or other countries which may not have the same environmental controls that New Zealand does in terms of their sorting of their rubbish? You know, that's how we're going to get. If we ship to third world countries that don't have the infrastructure and they're sorting our low-value plastics in an environmentally sound manner, that will feed eventually into the oceans, or it could feed eventually into the oceans, which is what we're all trying to avoid.
Janine Brinsden from Waste Mins, Chief Executive of Waste Mins, thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much.